Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Fatiha. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbi Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Idin. Iyaka Nabudu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Idina Sarata Mustaqim. Sarata Ladina and Amta Alehim. Wa Ariel Makdubi Alehim. Waladalin. We begin in the name of God, the most merciful, the most compassionate. This is a short meaning. It would require 3 camel loads of books to explain the meaning. When you put anything in your hand, you must always say Bismillah, because He made everything, and He wants everyone to say Bismillah. When taking something, when working, when walking, and when you do anything. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is very holy. You find blessing, al-Baraka, in everything. If you can see this in everything, when you say Bismillah, you can see the very big meaning. Alhamdulillahi. Praise be to God. Everyone must thank his God. When you are asking him, you must know you are thanking him. If you are not polite, how can you remember him? How can you thank God and then refuse an order from him? He puts all his qualities in my body. He married me with him. He sits in my heart because my heart is the heart of my God. He made me to know myself and to know him. When you know yourself, you are beginning to thank him. You cannot thank God if you have not reached the station of the nafs and the stations of the heart. Then you know the meaning of Alhamdulillah. In time, you will know and see the picture of God through God. When anyone who knows sees the picture of another person, he knows to thank his God. When he walks, he knows who walks. He gives you everything in the walking. Thank your God. When you know the meaning and when you listen to any voice, this voice is the picture of God. If you listen to anyone praying, you need to know the meaning of their song, from any side, from God to God. If you know the meaning, you can sing. I sing now when you pray. I speak to my God because he gave me the health to pray and to remember his name in everything, in every way. This is also from the way of thanking him. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil Alameen, the cherisher and the sustainer of the worlds. God does not know a difference between anything. He sees inside himself not only the Muslim in Allah, but also the Jew and the Christian. Allah. Allah is for all the people. He is God for all the people, not especially for anyone. When you know the meaning of God, you know the way to reach the garden of God. Who knows? Only the family of God. This is from the meaning of Rabbi Alameen. This is from your heart and your hearing. You must thank him for everything. This is the short meaning. When you understand this, you can understand everything. When you look into this light, you can see what is inside this light. You are the light, not another. You are everything, and you are nothing. You are the name of God. Thank him because he teaches you to know yourself. What he is what you are. Why do you sit here? Who sits here? Only him. Look inside your eye and see him. Who are you? Only the family of God knows. Continue. If you want, you can have everything because it is all inside you. There is no inside and no outside. Know yourself well. This is from the meaning of Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Most merciful and most gracious are 2 qualities from the name Allah. He has 99 qualities, but only one name, Allah. When he says Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, he means to give everyone mercy, to change everything to Ar-Rahman, and to send mercy to anyone, beginning with yourself. Give mercy to yourself and help yourself to change everything from outside to inside, to walk in the way. Now give mercy from yourself to yourself. He put mercy inside you, in all of you, outside and inside. There is nothing but the mercy. It is inside everything, inside and outside of you. Why don't you help yourself first? When your name is Ar-Rahman, when you carry the mercy to all things, then you send mercy to anyone who needs it. He wants you to send mercy to anyone, but first begin with yourself. Change everything from yourself with this mercy from Allah Ar-Rahman. Ar-Rahman is a station. The mercy has 2 stations. When you carry the quality of Ar-Rahim, then you carry everything with the mercy, and you begin to send mercy to other people. This is Ar-Rahim. When you reach the second station of the mercy, the higher station, you are the mercy. An example is like a river full of water. It overflows and gives water to smaller streams. The river carries the qualities of God. This is enough for anyone who knows the meaning of Ar-Rahman or Rahim. Give mercy and love to everyone and be polite. Feel that you are the mercy in this world. Say, I have lost everything outside and have given everything to God. He is everything and he carries the qualities. Who can carry these two qualities perfectly? When you break the tomb of your body and open what is inside your body, you find a very holy person. You carry everything inside you. Do not do just anything with this body. Keep your body with him. It is the tomb, and it is the heart of God and the soul of God. You are the sun, you are the star, and everything is inside this star. Reveal the meaning of this star. You are the moon. When do you reach the moon? When you begin to know yourself. Put the moon inside you, and when you see this moon, then you can see everything. This is the meaning of Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yomi Din, Master of the Day of Judgment. He is the king and master of this world. All creation is between his hands. Everything is God, the inward and the outwardly manifest. He is the master and lord of all the worlds. Yom Adin is the beginning of this subject, the beginning of knowledge. This is the day when a person knows, and that this is the judgment day for that person. From that time he will judge himself. Muhammad, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, said, judge yourself before God judges you. If he finds himself now and finds the goodness inside himself, then he will be saved from the darkness which is living around him. On that day he is in the garden of God. Yom Adin is the beginning. Everyone has a judgment day. Judge yourself with yourself. Do not look around watching the darkness. Just be straight with the truth. This is the first truth of true things. He gives us complete freedom, to be free from all these prisons. He wants you to live in a place which has no limits, borders, or differences. This is the world of God from which you were born and to the reason for which you were born. This way wants to give you back to your origin. This is the way of the unity. The truth is your mother. You come out of her and you grow up under her shadow, regardless of differences in religion. You only need to return to the source of the truth. Then the day of judgment will be the day of the garden for you. Who is the king in this world? No one is king. Everyone is in his hand. He is the king. Follow God in everything. He is Maliki Yomi Din. He is this day and the last day. He is the beginning and he is the end. Also, there is no beginning and there is no end. This is a simple meaning of Yomi Din. After anyone who lives for the outside wakes up to give everything, what more would he want from the outside? This is another meaning, a deep meaning for the family of God who believe in God now. You are the first day, and you are the last day, not after you die. When you break your tomb, you are born again. When you are broken, you are dead. I say to anyone, you must die. Die now. It is necessary to die now and to lose everything. Give God everything and come inside. When you give, you are born. Everything inside you changes. Everything you see inside is clean. And when I say clean, fill your body with your heart, your soul, and your mind. There is no difference between your body, heart, soul, and mind. You are everything. You reach the deepest secret when you break your tomb. The sun is the moon, and the moon is the truth. The sun is the truth, and the truth is Maliki Yom Adin, a special religion, Adin. The right religion is reached from the station of the soul. You must believe deep in the garden of your soul. Your heart is the heart of your God because everything inside you is Yom Adin. When you reach this station, this is the station of the soul. You begin to know and to see what the soul is. You begin to return to where your soul was before God made it. You want to go to your mother, but your mother is the big soul. Everyone has a mother, but in your soul, from the big soul, and no soul at all, only one soul. God wants everyone to return to the one soul, the complete world. When you reach, you return to the unity. When you break your body, you must be born three times. The first time is in the beginning when you are born. The second time is when you break your tomb. The third time is when you return to your soul. Like returning to the branch of the tree, you return to be one thing. The second time, you are born halfway. The third time, you are reborn. This is the deep meaning of Maliki Yom Adin. Iyaka Nabulu wa Iyaka Nasta'in. You alone do we worship, and you alone do we ask for help. There is no name to worship, only Him. When you know that praying is not for God, this praying is for you, not for Him. He does not need anyone to pray for Him. You need to pray to help you to know yourself and to be reborn three times. This praying is not for Him, it is for you. This is the inside meaning. The outside is another thing. People pray because they are afraid. They pray to receive something from God. This is not the meaning of the prayer for the family of God. I do not pray to Him to put me in the garden, nor do I pray from the fear of the fire. I live in the garden and sometimes in the fire. When a person's mind is busy, he does not have mercy, and he does not have love. He is in the fire. Those who make war and do things that are not good, they are full of the fire. Sometimes they are in the fire because they do not know what they are in this world. When I pray to myself to love. I do not love to love only, but I love to show His face. This is what is inside the prayer. This is it, really. There is a different meaning, but it is from the prayer. Iyaka Nabudu, I'm not loving anyone, only you. I do not love only to love. I love you to see your face all the time, not just one time, and to sit with you face to face all the time. I need to sit with you face to face because I do not, if I do not, I could not live in this world. If anyone lives in this world, the world of the praying, he lives with his God. You are soon to change to know the meaning. This is a special way. He takes all the veils in front of your face and shows you all the light. You are the light. You can see everything one to one. He is not far. He is near. He is inside you. He speaks with you. He speaks when you know Iyaka. This is the way you pray. You pray for yourself, not another. You pray for yourself. At last there is only you. This is from the meaning. It is not all the meaning of what Iyaka Nasta'in. Every meaning has two sides. One for the people who live outside, and one for the people who live inside. This is the meaning for the people who live inside. All the language of love is in the Fatiha, and all this is in the school of love when you pray. Open your heart and know why you stand with anyone and say, Allahu Akbar. You must sit with your God. God is not far, He is near. He is right inside you. You can touch Him when you touch yourself, but know and give. Lose everything. Who helps me? Say, only you. I need you to help me with everything. Send mercy from my heart to my soul to my body. Do not leave me. I need to sit with you all the time. I have no life if I live outside. I want to be inside all the time. Help me, my God, to sit with you face to face. Everything is from you, not from another. You give everyone what they want. I want your face, and that's all I want. This is from the meaning. Then you are beginning to ask Him a holy thing. When you realize God's grace, mercy, justice, and loving care, we immediately bend and worship. Him alone do we worship, and Him alone do we ask for help. There is no one more worthy than He of our devotion, and no one more worthy than He able to help us. The touch between a person and God is prayer. Your connection then is to the degree of your prayer. God sees through you. Pray only to love Him. Do not pray from fear of the fire. Pray to Him with certainty. Turn to His kind face, and He will be with you because you are with Him. The more you give yourself, body, heart, and mind, the more the love will become who you are. The truth of prayer is the truth of you. Exactly what you see at this moment is exactly where you are. Those of the family of God do not make a difference between the garden and the fire. Their only concern is to be facing Him at every prayer. He who carries the love in his heart feels only love. If he loses the touch, he will feel the fire. The fire to him is losing his touch with God. When he reaches the place of knowing, he prays from himself to himself, because he is the image in which God sees himself reflected. When he knows more, then he understands the truth of prayer and the prostration with his name. If he helps you to know him, pray to him and thank him, because he gives you the key to open the secret treasure inside yourself. Idina Sarat al Mustaqim. Guide us on the right path. O my God, show me the straight way. Keep me in the way all the time. Keep me in the right religion, the religion of love, the religion of truth. This is what I want, nothing else. You're beginning to ask God to show you the straight way in the right religion. Everyone needs the religion to walk. No one can walk without this religion. What is As-Sirat? The right religion, the religion of the surrender, all Islam, the religion of the perfection, all Ihsan, and the religion of the illuminated knowing, all Itqan. Sirat al-Adina and Amta alayhim. The path of those upon whom you have bestowed favors, this is for everyone. He gives them the straight way because when he does, they are very happy. He can take everything from you, not like what you want, but you take from him like what you give to him. This is a very holy thing. When you give everything, this is the right path. What you give, God gives. When a person knows the right religion, he lives in the garden. He sits face to face with him. After that, he knows what he is, and God gives him what he wants. The way of those of the family of God is the way of the love. They are with God in all things. They need him all the time. This is the way of the lovers with the love. The more you give yourself to the love, the more he loves. The reward is far greater than the giving. Give to take. The answer is in the giving. Wa'aril makdubi alayhim. Not those upon whom your wrath is brought down. When he gives you the order to walk and you refuse, he discharges you from outside. He discharges you outside. Then your life is full of troubles. When you listen to another voice, then you are beginning to live in the fire. Listen only to his voice. He wants you to live in his garden to know the truth, to know the deep meaning inside everything. If you refuse to follow, you find yourself living in the darkness because he discharges you outside. Ask him all the time to help you, not to listen to anyone else, only to his voice. All of the orders come from God. Who shows you? Who explains the meaning of all Islam and all Iman? Waladalin, nor those who go astray. When you see the right way and understand the meaning, then he shows you everything and teaches you everything. He knows you and everything. He teaches you and gives you everything. Then you walk. If you listen to another voice that speaks from outside, and you follow that voice, you will leave the garden and the voice of God, and you will begin to live in the wrong way. There are many people who live in the darkness who do not know the right way. This way, and all that he has given to us, comes from the hidden knowledge of him. If those people who have lost the way want to return to the source of truth, they must return to walk in the way of God. They must give their hearts to him in the beginning, and then if God finds goodness and truthfulness in them, he gives them love, and with the love, the politeness to walk with his name. He gives his blessings to whom he wants. The meaning of every prayer is in the Fatiha. He who wants to know God carries this meaning in his heart. When you pray, open your heart to the meaning and he will come to you. When you give everything, he gives everything. What do you want after that? Ask him to open your heart and your soul because he sees everything and knows everything. He puts everything in its place. This is what he wants from you when you begin to pray. This is a simple meaning and a short meaning. If I explained everything, I would need 3 or 4 books. But when you open your heart and when you know, you can understand. What he wants from you now is to stand up and to pray and to open your heart with the words of Al-Fatiha. Amen. Allah.